RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Spike some menace. Yeah, that's a good one.
I like this one.
Give me backdoor Santa.
Not, you're not a full Grinch. You just have to like the song.
No, this one right here?
Yep.
You got to listen to the words.
I think we get the implication with,
yes,
with the title.
Yes, we know. We understand.
My room's about to break a date.
Oh, no.
Not the little girl, older girl.
No, we get it. We get it.
Age appropriate.
Yeah. Who's this? Clarence Carter? Is that who sings this?
Yes.
Little Clarence Carter.
Yeah,
right.
Clarence Carter.
Welcome back. Midday show. All right, we're going to get to what I think is becoming a huge story that hasn't like broke yet, but it's about to break in the NFL with a quarterback that, I mean, all the signs are there that something big is going to happen with this guy coming up soon. But a couple updates on the Eagles injury report and the Commanders. So it sounds like Laremy Tunsil is out for this game on Saturday. That's a big deal. Our pass
Reggie
rush
might get a couple months of that.
How about that? The pass rush has been revved up the last few weeks. Let's do it again and get Mariota a couple times, or more than a couple times. So that's good news. Laremy Tunsil, the tackle for the Commanders, is going to be out for Saturday. As far as Lane Johnson, I don't know. When they didn't put him on IR, it felt like he'd be back for around this time. He's not back yet. Did not practice yesterday. Nick Sirianni, speaking earlier today, asked, "What? How come you guys didn't just put him on IR? Because he's going to miss... Has it already been 4 games? I think it's been close to 4 games already. Here's Nick Sirianni on that earlier today.
Lane, what was the thought process between not putting him on IR when the injury happened?
Yeah, you know, we'll see where we are. You know, by the end, of, you know, we got still get a little time to see what's going on this week. So we'll see what happens. Every case you think through differently, individually, and you know, you never put anything past Lane, but we'll at the end of the day, we'll do what's best for Lane and what the doctors feel like is best for Lane of, you know, when he plays and everything like that.
There will be play. There will be comes back.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Holding out hope.
That's fine. When was the last time he played? The Detroit game? I think he came out of the...
It's been a while.
All right, so he missed... Let's go through the games he missed. He missed Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
He missed Bears. He missed Chargers. He missed. He already missed the 4 games. I mean, if they put him on IR, he'd be off the IR.
Yeah, so that's an L.
It's an L for the. Yeah, they made a mistake. And look,
they made a mistake.
They did.
How dare they?
It happens.
Disgusting.
But I just, his answer is almost like he's time warping to last week. Well, he answered it as if, well, you never know, he could come back early. Well,
yeah, he can't come back now.
Nick, he already has missed the 4 weeks, so you could have put him on IR, taken him off the IR, and he'd be eligible to play this week. So they miscalculated. You know, I do wonder with these kind of things how much the player has to say. Like, maybe he said to them, I think I could get back within 4 weeks. So they said, okay, mm-hmm. we won't IR you. I mean, it might be Lane kind of pushed them to, like, I'll be back soon.
He sabotaged it a little bit?
Maybe.
Mm. But then sometimes you got to protect the player from himself.
Of course. I totally get that. Mm. I mean, and obviously this means they've played a man down for the past 4 weeks. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think this has been the reason they've struggled. But it is what it is. Yep. I think now the question is going to be, if they win Saturday without him, do they put him on the field at all the rest of the season? And if that's the case, then they've just wasted a roster spot for 7 or 8 weeks for basically no reason.
Yeah. By the way, another quick update for mm-hmm. Saturday. Commanders are getting Drake Jackson back. He's their defensive end. Season debut.
Okay.
This will be the first time they've had him all season.
I think he was a pretty high pick of the Niners 4 or 5 years ago. That must be where they got him from.
Fresh face.
I guess, yeah. Okay, well.
Just came out.
So okay, so they're getting a pass rusher back, but they're losing Tunsil, and it's going to be Mariota. Your favorite quarterback.
Marcus Mariota. I just remember when I was watching Hard Knocks, and they said, oh, he's been playing well. I was like, seriously? Then you go back and look, he's been pretty decent.
I do feel like he's fallen into the portion of his career where it's like, this is who he is now, right? He's a backup quarterback.
A very well compensated backup quarterback.
And probably one of the better backups. Like, if you just look through the league, like if you subtracted all the starters and then you started kind of going down the list of who you'd want as a backup. I mean, the Eagles had him a couple years ago for a reason. Mm-hmm. That he's probably one of the more, it's funny, him and Jameis, right? 1 and 2 in that draft, and they've both become the same thing.
Yeah, it was a little unfortunate when he was in Atlanta and they sat him down, he left.
Yes.
He was upset, and that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Because
didn't he go get surgery on his knee or something?
Well, yeah, he didn't have to,
right?
So he just left, and I guess he was getting ready. I know he probably had his reasons. He was probably getting ready for the next thing because he wasn't going to be in Atlanta. But that's kind of like, dude, you kind of like when they took your job,
yep.
You took your ball and went home.
How would you classify his career? Is it a bust?
I don't think anybody that probably made in his career in the neighborhood of 50 to 60, like $100 million. Mm. It's not a bust.
So, based on expectations, it's a bust. But when you think of busts, like Jamarcus Russell was a bust, right? Add the league in a few years. Ryan Leaf.
He's put together a pretty decent career. Mm. Making money.
Hold on. You don't get drafted that high and bounce around as a career backup and not be a bust.
You know,
that's a bust.
I don't think so.
But are there different levels of busts, though?
Yes, like, of course.
Okay, right.
No,
he's not Ryan Leaf bust. He's gonna have a 15-year career.
Hold on, because I'm going to have to. What's the reverse of Ryan Clark?
Kyle Quinn.
Okay. All right. Fair. I'm about to Kyle Quinn right now. You weren't here, Hugh, when we talked about trading an entire draft plus Fletcher Cox plus so-and-so for Marcus Mariota.
Remember that.
Those kind of expectations, and for him to be where he is.
I digress.
Is a bust.
I digress.
Do the deal.
Respect to the average Joes and Kyle. Okay. I was not here for that, but I do remember that, so I get it.
All right, relative to expectations, it's a major bust.
I didn't expect the Kyle Quinning to work.
You got him.
I got him.
Dude,
do it again tomorrow.
We need to do that. Because I get it. I get it. When you look at it from that perspective, I digress. You're right. You're right. Because I remember vaguely all of that talk. And who was that? That was Angelo, wasn't it? That was Angelo that wanted Marcus Mariota.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, who didn't? Yeah.
That doesn't sound like
hashtag do the deal.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Some of the rumors on what they could have had it to trade. It was Fletcher.
Yeah.
It was their entire draft. I mean, it would have been one of the worst. It would have set the franchise back.
It was bananas.
Half a decade, if not more. Yeah. I mean, it really was. And who knows? If he came here with Chip, maybe it would have been better. I don't know. I mean, it was his coach. But his career says he's just average. He's just an average kind of backup-ish kind of quarterback. All right, let's grab Scott in Ohio. What's up, Scott? Scott?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Scott.
Joe, can you hear me?
We got you, Scott, yes.
Okay, great. Hey, I just wanted to comment on you know, having the Rams be the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to the last two Eagles game against the Rams at SoFi Stadium, and I got to tell you, that is a home game. The crowd there, I would estimate, is somewhere between 65 and 70% Eagles fans. I don't even know how Rams players play there because the entire stadium is Eagles fans. And I kind of look at that and I say, If the Rams are the number one seed and we end up playing them in the NFC Championship game at SoFi, that's a home game, and I'm good with that.
You going to the game?
You're talking about the game this weekend?
No, I'm talking about to the game at SoFi, Scott.
I would go, yeah, for okay. sure. You know, I've been to SoFi three or four times now, and it's a great place, but it's never a home game for the home team, no matter who they're playing.
Yeah, I remember, Scott, the title game when they lost, or excuse me, they beat the Niners, where it was 4 years ago when they won their Super Bowl. That whole place right. was Niners fans. I mean, when the Niners were making a comeback in the fourth quarter, it was like, it was so loud because all their fans took over the game.
Yeah, I was at a Denver game there 1 year, and it was all Denver fans.
Yeah.
I mean, it is not a great place for the Rams or the Chargers to play because the fan base just doesn't exist.
Well, and that's 25 years of not having a team or, you know, being disjointed there. I get it. I mean, maybe 20 years from now, Scott, it'll be different, but you're right. I mean, it's not a good football town with those two teams right now.
Right, right. And Joe, just a comment mm-hmm. on Jalen. You asked, you know, what would you say if you didn't use the word winner? Mm-hmm. I would say good enough. I think the league has figured out how to play Jalen, and so what they're doing is they're stacking the line and they're making him pass. And you know, he's good enough, but he's not great. He's not elite. He can get us to the promised land, but you know, he doesn't lead receivers. He kind of throws to their, you know, to behind them or into their belly, but he's never really leading them. And so, you know, I have concerns, but I'm still a big Eagles fan. I still support the team, and I wish Jalen the best, but I don't think he's elite.
Yeah, Scott, I think it's a fair representation. Scott, appreciate the phone call. So Scott's words were good enough. And what's interesting about that, Hugh, is that I think it's factual, right? He's been either good enough or more than good enough.
Yes, he has been. No
but
question about
what
it.
What is interesting is as he gets older and potentially physically deteriorates as a runner, and his contract in terms of his cap hit goes up, is good enough anymore for the Eagles? That's going to become the question.
That's a fair assessment because, you know, every position, and there's some good examples out there. Michael Vick, when he was here, how he got better under Andy Reid because he evolved. That's the word that when I think of Jalen, that's the word that comes to mind for me is evolution.
So right now, this year, his cap hit is $21 million. 2 years from now, it's $42 million. So he's good at 21 million, the Eagles might say this is more than good enough. We could pay all these other guys. At 42 million, that might be a different story.
See, here's the reality of this season that I don't think nobody. This offense has grossly underachieved. That's for the money that they've doled out.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah,
for the money that they've doled out, and the fact that on the other side of the ball, they're outplaying. They're outplaying the offense, the high-powered, high-dollar offense. You're going to go back next year because now you got Jalen Carter that's going to be looking for some more money. Mm. A couple other guys.
Nolan's up for a contract?
Yeah, so.
Jordan Davis up for an extension?
Now you have to figure out, you're going to have to cut some costs somewhere.
There's because no question.
Listen, this is the reality that most Eagle fans don't want to hear is that when you talk about roughly $200 million, maybe even more, allocated to one side of the ball, and it underachieves the way that it's underachieving, and you know all you cats out here talking about it's good enough. No, it's not. Not for the kind of money that you're paying for.
Well, and soon, the other side of the ball is going to all ask for their money. Mm-hmm. And they may have two corners that they're still
that
a year
they're
away.
Have to pay.
But they both might make all pro teams this year.
Yeah.
And that's, if Cooper and Quinyon make all pro, the kind of money they're going to ask for a year from now is going to be a lot.
Yep, and that'll be a day of reckoning for Hugh Douglas.
Well, it's a tough one.
Judgment won't day.
Like, because my take has lived.
No, it's a disaster. Anyway, there's an irony to the phrase good enough not being good enough for some people.
Yeah.
They want us to say more, but good enough should be all that matters.
But
yeah, we didn't got philosophical.
We
on
did.
This show. What
we
the
did.
Hell are we doing?
Well, good enough is good enough for now. until it's not good enough anymore.
I just found it interesting because I agree. Good enough. I agree. He's good enough.
That's way too much.
It's not.
It's way too
it's
much.
Do you know what?
Do I know what good enough is?
I'm no,
just
no, no,
like,
no. It's just. It's.
That sounds like a Jalen-ism.
No, I just found it amusing.
Yeah,
there was some irony there, Hugh.
Oh, the irony.
Well, and good enough is good enough now, but what happens when the bar gets raised?
Sure.
That's that.
The bar, standard is the standard, Hugh.
It's always rising.
The bar has been raised. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about these conversations that blow my mind. Mm. It's like the quarterback sets the tone. And he sets the temperature.
Yes, thermostat. He's the thermostat.
And if you ask him, I guarantee you he'll say, hey, I have to play. He said it. I have to play better.
Yes.
But when we talk about it, we're hating. That's ironic.
Well, specifically, Hugh Douglas is hating. Yeah. All right. As we talk about good, better, best, can we hear from a guy that I think we are – we might be just months away from this guy. You talking about lighting a match? Hugh Douglas lit a match on this show today. This guy might light a match to the league this offseason. All right, so Hugh, last week, we kind of just briefly touched on it last Friday.
Briefly.
Last week, Joe Burrow spoke, and it was almost sounded like a guy that was contemplating not playing anymore. He was depressed. He was down. Well, yesterday, because now you know what's happening, right? Like every press conference he does, the Cincinnati media is going to pick and like try to figure out what's going on here.
Joe?
Well, listen to this. Yesterday, Joe Burrow asked about his future specifically, and this is the line that caught everyone. Has he ever thought about, you know, not playing for the Bengals? Here's Joe Burrow yesterday.
Is there any world in your mind where you're not the quarterback of the Bengals next year?
I can't see that. No.
Have you ever thought about the possibility of not being the quarterback here during your career? Or
you think about a lot of things.
Wait a minute.
Woo.
Did he just answer the first time and then he changed it?
Well, because I guess the second one was like, what about after next year? Like, what about more into the future?
Wait a minute. Okay, so he was asked, do you ever think about not being the quarterback?
Want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Is there any world in your mind where you're not the quarterback of the Bengals next year?
I can't see that. No.
Have you ever thought about the possibility of not being the quarterback here during your career, or
you think about a lot of things?
I guess the point that I'm lost on is because it to me in essence it's the same question.
It
right?
is. I guess the first one was specific to just next season, and then the second one was, well, what about beyond that? And he was pretty committal. So yeah, I can't see next year being the year I'm out, but. I don't know, a couple years from now. Hugh, I think we are headed... Just I'm adding the two things together. Last week, when he basically talked about being down right in the dumps, to yesterday, have you ever heard of a quarterback, especially of that stature, under contract, publicly say, I've thought about not playing here?
Didn't Carson Palmer do something like
that? Well, then now we're on to it.
Wait a minute, I'm just asking. I'm confused because, like, if you would have asked me that question, if you ever see yourself being, say, if I was playing an Eagle, nowhere. And it's the same question, but just asked a different way.
I think we are months away from him requesting a trade.
I think he's confused. I don't even think he understood the question.
I think he's going to ask for a trade out of there, and it's going to blow the NFL up. I mean, how many teams would not try to get him?
The Eagles won't try to get him.
Oh, I disagree.
No, they
oh,
hey, Joe, listen.
Hugh Douglas.
Listen, Joe.
They will try. They will try.
This is why I'm putting my foot down.
And I'm putting my foot down that they will.
No, they're not going to try.
Stop. You think Joe Burrow's on the market and how he's not making the call?
I don't feel like having this conversation.
This is your way.
You don't get to do that.
Yeah.
I don't feel like having this conversation.
There's no way Howie's not calling.
Stop acting like you're above this.
I'm trying to be.
You're not.
You flipped this whole show upside down on its head today.
I did not.
By pissing off people talking about the quarterback.
I didn't know.
You might as well just lean into it.
I didn't know I was going to piss people off.
Yes, you did.
And I did not.
Well, you should have known this.
I did not intentionally do that.
Wow.
And this Joe Burrow talk is blasphemous.
Stop. It's not.
It's blasphemous.
It's relevant.
Is. He's okay. Hurt.
He just
all
said
the time.
This yesterday.
Oh, okay. You know what? That is a fair pushback.
Finally.
Now, do I don't
no response.
Give us something real there. I don't know if Howie Roseman would
I don't like you guys
do
right
enough
now,
to win the bidding.
I ain't really
but he's
much.
Going
like
to call, and he should call. He's going to call, and he should call. Come on now.
Of course he.
All right, how many teams shouldn't make the phone call? The Bills, the Chiefs,
the Ravens,
the Patriots.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I mean, if
maybe
this
like
good.
The Broncos, if you want to get into like the crop of
probably,
young quarterbacks,
I would call the Broncos. Very high call. On.
I would call if I was the Broncos.
Maybe. The Broncos, yeah. I'm calling.
Yeah, but the list is short of teams that shouldn't call. Shouldn't make the big offer.
I guess I'm just putting myself in the headspace of like there are quarterbacks that maybe these teams might think could become as good as Joe Burrow.
And they're cheaper.
And they might, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no doubt in my mind Howie Roseman will investigate that situation.
Mm. Of course he will. That's got the binoculars meme written all over it. Are you kidding me? Mm-mm. Whether people like it or not.
I don't like it.
You don't like
That's
it.
Too bad.
But you know it's true.
That's why he doesn't like it.
I know.
Well, it might, like, knowing the football teams, you got to, like, a quarterback of that caliber, you everybody's going to inquire.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, because you're always, the one thing you know is you're always looking to make your team better.
I would be annoyed at Howie if he didn't place a phone call. Again now, is it worth giving up a lot plus Jalen to get him? That, we'll debate it in February.
Depends what a lot is.
Yeah, it sure does.
I'd do Jalen in a first.
You're what?
I would do Jalen Hurts.
And a first.
And a first-round pick. Let me make this very, very clear, Hugh. I would trade Jalen Hurts and a first-round pick for Joe Burrow today.
Okay. What about 2 1s? Jalen and 2 1s.
You know what?
What?
With as young as this team is.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm doing
And
it.
As well built as they are through the draft recently.
Jalen and 2 1s.
I could be convinced.
Jalen and 2 1s. Any comments on the peanut gallery?
Hugh, go ahead.
No, I'm good. I understand. I hear you. I wouldn't do that, though.
We're gonna have to have a talk. You're not allowed to abstain from these conversations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This is what we do.
I could picture this. It. He's going to come in one day. We're going to say, "All right, Joe asked for a trade. We got to have the talk today." He's going to say, "Oh, I don't feel well. I got to go home."
That's where we have to. Yeah, we have to spring it on him.
Yeah.
We make up a topic in the meeting.
we open
the show.
Actually, Hugh Douglas, Burrow asked for a trade.
You know, just like what Hugh did to us today.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
That'll be our revenge.
Hurts and 2 1s.
These are at least 400 pennies. This is 800 pennies. I counted out 100.
That was, but you stopped counting then.
But I counted out 100. 100 is like that many right there. That's like 100 pennies right there.
I think you're wrong.
I think it's like 800 pennies.
Okay, let's go to Big V and Matt Laurel. Big V.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Big V, what's up?
Hey, look, Hugh, you know I love you, right?
What's going on, man?
But I think that you're right, Hugh.
And what am I right about? What I do?
Your earlier conversation about the stigma of the black quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it, and a lot of times, you know what, Big V? A lot of times, I hear the other side of it, and I try not to let it be that. But you can't be afraid to have the conversation about the quarterback because he's the same skin tone as me. And that's the thing that's irritating, because a lot of times, you know, I get treated like I'm doing that and I'm not. And it gets a little frustrating because it's the innuendo for me. I don't like the innuendo, especially when I'm trying to be an analyst and talk about it from a sports perspective.
Well, when you're taking it from an analyst and a sports perspective.
Yeah, that's a hard word. Don't worry about it.
It's a double-edged sword for you. You know, you're going to be damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah, but I ain't worried about that. I'm not. I can't be worried about that because I have to be honest about my assessment of him. And if some people don't understand it, then they just don't. But we cannot not have the conversation, especially if he's not playing well. And I never understood why, you know, if he had five turnovers. Now, granted, they weren't all his fault, but we want to try to absolve him from that, and it happened.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that. You can't. That's where it becomes a little convoluted, because you can't do that. You can't do that.
That's true. And on the same end, because of the stigma of the black quarterback, Jalen gets a lot, even though he doesn't push back, he gets a lot of people to push back, especially on your you people thread, because you know they're protecting their quarterback, rather, you know, good or bad.
Yeah, I just think we got to call it for what it is. If he plays great, he's great. If he plays poorly, he's not good. I mean, that's it's not that hard.
Yes, but to answer your question, you did go to DEFCON 1 on a very rapid base, you know, like, I mean, you're talking about, you know, one was titled, should we sit Jalen down?
Well, I wasn't asking the question specifically about me. I meant all of us. Did we overreact to the 3-game losing streak? Not me. Just me.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is a little bit overreacting. And because, you know, people who love their team have faith and confidence in their team that they can pull it off. That's part of being a fan. It's like, you go to your child's Little League game. I don't care how terrible the child is, you know, to you, he's great.
Well, I understand. You're right. And I do think some fans are like that. But I think, Big V, we could appreciate the call. I think there's a little bit of a difference between your 6-year-old trying to hit the ball in T-ball and the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, that just won the Super Bowl last year. Like, we could separate those things a little bit. I mean, you could kind of see the forest through the trees here. No? All right. 215-592.
It's hard for some.
94-94. All right. All your phone calls coming up. We will take your calls on this. Jalen.
Uh-oh. Here's Hello Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Oh, it is that time of the day. We haven't done yet. It's time to find out what's in Hughes Holiday Stocking, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right. On the other side, your chance to hop in, 215-592-9490. We're playing for the qualifying prize today. And if you win today, automatically enter for the grand prize, which includes the Weber Grill, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. We will give you the hint on what is in the stocking. Your chance to ask a yes or no question and guess. Coming up next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield Ham brings the true flavor of the holidays. It's tender, juicy, and ready to steal the show as your main dish. And you know what I love about it? The leftovers. The leftovers turn into pure holiday comfort. Holiday ham, fried rice, sweet potato ham hash, even a cozy winter soup that just feels like the season. But neither one of those work for me. They might work for you, but you know what works for me? A nice ham sandwich with some mayo and mustard and some cheese. But you can make your holidays easier and tastier with Hatfield. Find more holiday recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield. Better care, better port.
This is a good one, right?
No, I don't like this one either. I don't like the Beach Boys.
How many Christmas songs do you like? Handful? Two? One? Three?
Probably a handful.
I'm telling you, the Grinch allegations, tough to
strong.
Beat them. They are strong. Though you did just give away a prize, which
I did.
It was nice of you.
I feel pretty good about that.
I mean, you made the entire audience wait 20 minutes to give it
nobody's,
away.
Nobody's happy about that.
They'll be all right.
Are you proud of yourself now that we had to sit through the break and kind of think about what we just did?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm super proud of myself.
Do you have an idea? Well, obviously, don't tell anyone, but do you have an idea of what's in there tomorrow?
It's going to be interesting. You know, it's Friday. You know, everybody's going to be probably stressed out from this last week of Christmas shopping. I'll probably make it easy.
Are you done? You locked in all your Christmas?
No, not really.
What are you doing? It's a week from today.
Yeah, I'll probably, since we ain't got to go to work the rest of the week, next week, we got one day Monday. I'll go
yeah,
after
but,
that.
But by the time we're done working Monday, it's already the 22nd.
Yeah, I'll be flying by the seat.
23rd, actually.
All I got to do is probably go get a couple little knick-knack things. I might, as a matter of fact, I might go do that today.
There
I need
go.
To get some wrapping paper, though. So I got to do that.
You could find that. That's not.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I got some wrapping paper.
Do you get like the red and green one, or you get the one with sand on it?
No, they got the bags now.
What do you mean?
Like they got Christmas bags. You just throw it in a bag and close the top.
Are you a good rapper? I'm bad at rapping.
I can rap.
Yeah.
It's not that hard, Joe.
No, I mean, I can do it, but it's just like not neat and nice.
Oh, no, I can do it.
All right, well.
I got ADD. I got OCD, too. So I can, you know, that stuff.
Hugh Douglas has it all, like folks.
Stuff like that, I can knock that out.
Let's, can we hear from a couple old quarterbacks, then we'll go back to the phones and, of course, get to you people here. Who do we want to start with? Want to start with Aaron?
Start with Tom.
Tom. All right, Tom Brady. Of course, needs no introduction, but he was kind of asked because, you know, Philip Rivers is back now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tom, could you still do it if someone asked? Here's Tom Brady on the idea of still playing.
Would you be ready to go right now?
I'd whoop right now, to
would
be
you
honest.
Really?
Absolutely. I could go out there and play. Give me a month. I mean, I could go play with anybody.
Seriously? 31 days.
And like I said, I took care of my body great. I mean, everything is, I could do it all. And I just, you know, what I wouldn't want to do is make the commitment to play. Because it's like, I would say, it's like basketball season. Do you really want to commit to playing 82 games? That takes a lot of training. And it's like, I don't want to do that anymore.
But if you could come back for just the finals.
Okay, yeah, for just the finals.
So Tom Brady is 48 years old. Do you believe him?
Yes. I think the biggest thing that Tom would have to, you know, get over is getting hit. Like, just getting used to that. Because I remember when the year that he was contemplating retiring, was it Aaron Donald? Knocked his chin strap off.
Oh, he was all bloody in his mouth.
Yeah, and he thought about it then.
I don't know. I mean, guys, he's 48. Like, I know he's different, right? And he was different when he was 44. I mean, he played forever, and he kept his body in incredible shape. I mean, his 30s are better than most quarterbacks' prime.
Yeah.
So I know he's the outlier of all outliers. I just wonder, at some point, are you too old? He's 48.
I mean, like I said, the biggest thing is the fact that the hits are probably,
You know, he was still in the league when, you know, around the time that Elliott went back to for us versus the Rams offense.
Yeah.
2022.
Yeah.
Brady was still playing then.
He was still playing.
Just wanted to.
Tom Brady was drafted in 1999. It's 2025. I don't know if he could still do it.
I mean, he was.
I tell you what, man, because the fact that he's not, it's not, the physical toll is different for the quarterback.
Of course. And he never got hit anyway.
Yeah,
he got the rid of the ball.
And the biggest thing that I think what Tom would have to work on is the spinning the ball again, which he's probably doing, because Philip Rivers don't look like he was playing football at all his first game.
Nah, he was coaching.
But
he
you could tell the mind was still there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, Brady would have that. Yeah.
So, I think he could play. It's different, man. You know, Brett Favre did something like that.
But not 48.
No, but he was pretty old.
I know, but 48 is like.
Hugh and Brady crossed over for 5 years.
No, I'm saying Brett. Like,
I know. Man, it's been around.
And then he had all that work done. You know, he's
does that make you a better player?
Well, I'm just saying, it's not like
I don't think we've tested that theory.
The biggest thing with him be, I would think, spinning the ball, because he ain't gained any weight.
No, like, he looks like he gets
that
kind of shape.
Like,
yeah.
You know, he's wearing the nice tailor suits. He got the Botox or whatever he got done. Yeah, he'd be all right.
All right, so we hear from Brady saying, yeah, give him a month. He can still play. Can we hear from another old quarterback? Now, this one is still playing. He's actually on a first-place team right now. Aaron Rodgers. It sounds like he took exception to something said at a press conference yesterday. Let's hear Aaron.
So, it's kind of what I said after the game. There's some cast-offs if you look at our roster, which makes it really special. You know, Kenny Gainwell signed a next-to-nothing contract. You know, Connor Hayward, an afterthought, had a touchdown run. You know, Marquez been on a couple teams. Adam Thielen got cut. Samuel was on the street for a long time. So, says a lot about the character of the guys we brought in.
Do you consider yourself one of those cast-offs, too?
No, I'm not a cast-off.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of are.
The Jets told me they didn't want him. Yeah, He's obviously a cast-off.
The Jets told you bye.
Well, hold on. He listed Thielen as a cast-off, who requested his release.
Yeah.
and then got picked up immediately
also,
by the Steelers.
Him, as Hugh would say, pocket watching, yeah. telling everyone no one wanted to pay right. Kenny Gainwell any money. There's no reason to do that to Kenny Gainwell.
Leave Kenny alone.
He's what they call Rodgers, a hater.
Rodgers got dumped by the Jets.
Yeah, he did. They didn't even want him. Actually,
he's more of a cast
football.
Off than Thielen.
Well, literally, definitely. He went to meet with Aaron Glenn, and Aaron Glenn said, we'd rather not have you on the team. The Jets.
The Jets told him you can't play anymore.
I mean, who the hell gets dumped by the Jets?
That's a cast off.
Anybody you know ever get dumped by the Jets?
Yeah.
I didn't get. Well, I did. Who gets they sent me down the street
for a two.
Get your ass up out of here. No, you know it's funny because I went to this event last night, right? And I saw Monty Toomer.
Okay.
And it was in Northern Jersey, right? And the irony of it is, a lot of Eagles fans up there, and so you know, Monty, like we were right across from New York, and it was a lot of Eagles fans, and they were talking about Eagles, and Monty asked me, he said, "Has anybody ever said to you, go Jets?" I was like, very rarely.
Yeah, you don't hear that
like,
very often.
And when they do, I kind of look at them like, what are you talking about?
What's wrong with that guy?
Wrong
well,
with
who's saying go Jets right now anyway?
No, I'm just saying. Nobody's ever said that. Like, everywhere I go, you know, it's go Birds. And you could tell he was kind of, you know, like, go Birds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like, do you ever go anywhere and they say go Jets? I was like, no. But we get it. I like this. It's universal. Go Birds. Like, you go somewhere and say, hey, go Birds.
Yep.
Go Birds. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Aaron Rodgers is a cast off at this point.
What are Jets fans saying to each other? Lord help us.
What the hell are we doing?
Why? Just why over and over again?
I could care less what they're saying, to be honest. They
drafted you.
They ain't returning my phone. They treat me like I ain't even part of the family. They don't fool with me.
The Jags fool with you more than the Jets
do. I be getting the Jag legend stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to Jacksonville.
How sad is it that you are considered a Jaguars legend? That's not sad for you. It's sad for them. You played 1 year there.
1 whole year, and they'd be like, come back. Nah, you're good.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Cast off. A Jets and Jags cast off.
That's rare. There's not many of those out there. Let's grab Andy in Deptford. What's up, Andy?
VIP, we live, we hot.
What's up, Andy, man? What's going on?
Yo, Hugh, man, I'm also a big fan of that broccoli, but my favorite kind of broccoli is that Hugh Douglas first class gas broccoli. All gas.
No comment. No comment.
You don't have to comment. Two thumbs up. You know what I'm saying? But as far as with the topic, Joe, did we overreact?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you created that topic from yourself. I mean, like, last week you were the guy that had shows on the same station saying if Jalen Hurts had a bad game, we're going to bench him for Tanner McKee. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I think you got diarrhea of the mouth with
diarrhea
your sound bite.
Diarrhea of the mouth.
Well, because, so because, sometimes because it's good to look in the mirror, Andy. I mean, it's good to look in the mirror.
Yesterday your hot take was, oh, the Phillies, they're not going to win anything. Like, that's nothing new, dude. Like,
well, that's not a hot take.
Guy,
then, if
they're running back
new.
The same team for 4 years in a row. So, like, of course they're not going to win anything. Like, I mean, I can't believe you dedicated a show to benching our franchise quarterback.
Well, that wasn't the show, Andy.
We dedicated the whole show.
That wasn't the show.
Actually, that's your premise. That's been your premise the whole season, pretty much.
Well, it hasn't. And
I mean, really, it has.
Well,
I mean,
you could say that, but for 5 years, he's been the quarterback. Last week was the first time ever I said I consider sitting him down. Ever.
That's the first time you came out and made a case to bench him, but you've been throwing shade just like your counterpart after me.
Well, he hasn't
a lapdog for the Sixers that loves the rip.
Well, he hasn't. The problem, you realize, the difference isn't me, Andy. It's Jalen's play. Jalen has not played as well. When he plays well, I'm in favor of the quarterback.
Joe, if you have a bad show or three bad shows in a row, do you think you should get fired?
Well, first of all,
are you going to have a show stated? Should I get fired because I suck three shows in a row?
No, but if
are you going to do that? Like, are you going to say, hey,
we could.
Can Kyle come in here and take my job because I suck three shows in a row and we didn't get our ratings?
Andy, maybe you should do a show about if we should replace Joe.
Yeah. May I respond?
I would do circles around Joe. Are you kidding me?
May I respond, Andy? So
I'd love to.
Three football games in a 17-game season is not three shows when we do five shows a week. So if let me finish, Andy.
Okay.
If our show was not doing as well for, let's say, 2 or 3 months of the year, yeah, I think it'd be natural for bosses to wonder if the show is going in the right direction. That would be fair. Now, what you said, would I do the show about myself? I didn't ask Jalen Hurts to get to the podium and say, should I be benched? That's not his job to do it. But let me finish, Andy. Let me finish. And what I think is, you can react any way you want, and you could be annoyed with what I said last week. That's fine. That's your prerogative. But let's be clear about what I said. I said, if he continued to play the way he had for five straight games, Packers, Lions, Bears, Cowboys, Chargers, if that continued, would it be on the table to sit him down at any point the rest of the season? And I said, yes. I didn't say sit him. I didn't say bench him. I said if it continues. And for as ridiculous as you think it is, and a lot of people, agreed with me, Andy.
No, I don't think so. Hold on.
Oh, you're wrong. So when you say this is ridiculous, what you're saying is I'm ridiculous, and anyone else that felt that way is ridiculous. Like, it's okay to disagree without calling someone ridiculous. It's okay.
Okay, so maybe not three shows, right? So if you sucked for maybe 3 months,
right,
which is debatable, right?
Sure.
And the whole shock jock radio approach that you go with, right? So should we be clamoring to Joe Giglio get off the air?
Because have you ever been on Twitter?
To the table?
Have you ever been on social media?
I don't do social media.
Okay, well, that's the comments under the post from everything on the show.
Yeah, so Andy, people can feel the way they feel. Like, I'm not, like, that. Sure, that happens. I'm not getting all bent out of shape about it. Like, what's the point?
The point is, that was a diarrhea of the mouth comment.
No, because you don't agree with it. No, Andy, you don't agree with it, so you get upset about it.
It's not that I don't agree with it.
Obviously, you don't agree with it.
If you're the only one that would ever make that kind of assumption,
the Eagles brass,
the coaches, the owners,
the
players in the locker room, nobody would ever get behind that. So a shock jock host is going to want to put that out there. And, bro, you were getting clowned. Like, the national media was clowning you.
That's fine. Andy,
the national media was clowning you.
I can't control. I don't care. I mean, like, I'm here to give my opinion. But what you react to my opinion is not my prerogative.
Joe, like, you just said that. 5 years, I've had his back.
I didn't say I had his back. I said I never called for his benching. The point is, and I think you're missing it, Andy. You're missing it. You're attacking me when the reality is the quarterback this year has fallen to middle of the pack in the NFL. That's the truth. You don't like it. You don't like it. Attack me. And I can take
Joe,
it.
For 5 years.
The point is, Andy, he's declined this year.
Wait, hold on. But for 5 years, you supported him on an island where a lot of people didn't stand on that island, right? So now you're telling me after 3 games, that 5 years of support, you just want to throw out the window and bench him for a guy that's never made a meaningful start. And once you bench him, he's never going to come back.
So,
Andy, here's
the problem. And
answer the question.
I'll answer it. Andy, yes. You know why? Because here's the problem. I don't get caught up in he's my guy.
Andy, for 5 years.
And that I don't care. I want the Eagles to win, Andy. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's it. It's the same thing.
No problem with you, bro.
I'm done. It's the same thing. This is what. And I could be wrong, and I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the same stuff people said to me when Carson was declining, and I was destroyed for it because I kept saying he's declining, guys. Well, you liked him when he was drafted. You supported him then. He's declining now. I don't think Jalen's declining at the same level as Carson. I don't, and I think Jalen at his best has been better than Carson by a lot. But when players decline, I don't care if I liked them 2 years ago. And why should you?
I think Andy thought he did something there.
I think he thought I was going to get bent out of shape. I go for it, man.
Here's the thing, and whether you like it or not, it's a conversation. Now I was on the other side of that. I don't think because to Andy's point, you bench him, you're not coming back to him. That's just how it works in the NFL.
Well, okay.
Counter to the should they bench him thing, then that's fair. I ain't gonna let me finish.
I was about to cook. Kyle.
I doubt it.
You're cooking at 145? Usually you're tapped out by here.
I'm trying to get
about to make a broccoli casserole.
But yeah, broccoli casserole is good. But the point is this. These are not like people want to attack the conversation. Dude, I told you, I sat there at a Flyers game. And I heard some ridiculous, like, shout out to the people that came with us. But
Those poor guys.
I heard some ridiculous conversations being had. So,
This is
the reality of the world that we live in. We all have conversations that we don't agree with, but that doesn't mean they're not, you know, valid conversations to talk about.
Yeah, this is the last thing I'll say on this. Are you surprised I said what I said last week? I would have traded Bryce Harper for Juan Soto. I was the first one that said, Wentz sucks, guys. I don't care how good he was 2 years ago. When I don't think a player is that good anymore, I'm just going to say it. Like, you want me fired because of it? Andy, I don't care, man. I don't wake up every day and says, Andy and Deptford care what I say. Like, I've never thought about it once.
That's good.
I don't care. Like, it's not, my job is to give my opinion.
Damn, Joe, you don't care what Andy Deptford got to say.
I mean, I appreciate the listens, and I've talked to him many times over the years, but like, I don't wake up every day and say, this might upset Andy in Deptford. He might say Joe changed his mind.
Yeah, every meeting from now on. Does Andy in Deptford agree?
Joe,
should we do this?
No.
What am I going to do? Oh, no. So the bottom line is I'm just going to give my opinion on the player. And if you don't like it, you deal with that. That's a you problem.
No, you know what I usually say. You kiss my ass.
Well, that's your line. All right. What do we got from you people?
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
You guys are diseased.
I feel strong. Feels pretty strong.
Well,
I don't know what it means.
The last hour.
Well, in the last hour of radio.
They might have a point. Yeah. Lakin needs to step in and fire these clowns for disrespecting Jalen Hurts.
Could have guessed that's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, would you imagine going into his office and he's like, guys, disrespecting Jalen Hurts. It's time we move on.
Guys, you are a little bit critical of a guy that's middle of the pack in most stats among the quarterbacks this year. See ya. Get out the door. Especially you, Douglas. That whole,
especially
what
you.
Is he?
Yeah, Hugh. I mean, we did. First of all, Hugh started this today.
I did.
You did.
I asked the question.
You set this whole thing ablaze.
It's a valid question.
Well, it is. I agree. Barbershop talk. Yeah, you did this.
And for all y'all to be in y'all feelings, y'all just need to stop.
Well, I'm just gonna leave it's not right going to
stop it.
Asking a fish, not the swim.
Yep, go ahead.
Don't piss me off today, Joe.
Sorry.
Probably.
That's evergreen.
Yeah, I don't know if that one.
Again, Douglas asked the burning question.
I asked the question, and you know what's funny? Nobody answered it. Everybody just got mad at me.
Because everyone's...
I thought a few people did.
Yeah. But for the most part, nobody answered.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Joe Giglio knows nothing about baseball.
That one I disagree with.
Yeah,
you can say football. I don't know about it, but come on now. Let's be clear about
this.
Hit
me with the baseball derogatory.
Well, you're lucky it wasn't you today.
That was one of my favorite.
You today just don't know
calls.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Remember that early phone call? Yeah. Just stay out of this. You don't know anything about
baseball. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Take a seat.
You don't know nothing about baseball.
Hey, Kyle, why don't you go crawl back into that hole that you came out of, you weasel?
Damn.
Was that to Kyle or Keith?
Me. Well, Keith. I don't even know what I did.
We've all had, like, today, yesterday was your sensitive moment. I had mine early in the show, and you just had yours. So this is the trifecta.
I don't think I'm sensitive. I just like, what do I care what Andy thinks?
Well, I mean, you was a little sensitive. Andy kind of got in his skin a little bit. Just a little bit.
I didn't yell.
I didn't yell. Andy
did. You held it together. He did.
I don't think it's Andy's points that bother anybody, because usually they're moronic. It's the way he's firing them at you.
Somebody go
give Andy a break. We're live. No, we're hot.
Yeah, that's true. Always live. You're
all right with me, Andy. You call it whatever you want to.
Yep.
That's because he gave you, never mind.
Yeah, great.
Never mind. Butter up, Douglas.
He did butter him up right up, and then let me get Joe.
I'm like, let me cook.
Hey, wait a minute. Usually when it's going back and forth like that, there ain't a whole lot I can say.
Well,
that dude thing is funny, though.
Yeah.
All right. Talking about trading for Burrow, you guys would just complain if Burrow doesn't play well, too.
Yes.
That's how this works.
That's how sports radio works.
Congratulations.
That's what sports radio is.
We're right at the point.
If you would like a sneak peek into what could happen, I will be very excited if the Eagles ever have Joe Burrow. And if he sucks, I will say he sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, that's
you know, everyone brace yourselves. We'll have a conversation about benching him, too, if he stinks. Yep. So Hugh opened up that bag of pennies in the beginning of the show. Remember that guy a while back that came into the chat begging for change?
Yeah.
He jumped right back. He saw his opportunity and jumped.
Well, you got to give him the money then, Hugh.
No, that's Kyle's money.
Yep.
Did you ever count it? Is it 800? No, we
didn't. Probably about 4. I got to go home and count some more pennies.
Okay, go ahead.
They want me to dive into those pennies like Scrooge McDuck.
There's not enough pennies. You haven't reached the quarter.
I will get injured severely. That guy that said he expected information and not emotion from this show probably goes to his car mechanic and asks him for a hoagie.
You go for a hoagie.
That's not what we do.
When did sports talk radio become information?
Yeah, we want it.
Go read about it if you want information.
Read a newspaper. Open up a newspaper.
I think people have lost the plot on what this medium is. Information?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you guys talking about? Come on now.
And I mean, look. Chat was civil until Hugh put them in a blender with the Hertz thing.
Oh, wow.
And then it became very contentious. Very contentious. Hey, Hugh, let's describe you without using the word winner because you're not.
That's all right. But, I'm going to let you live on that one because I was about to say something. But I'm going to be
live.
Nice.
Let him live. It's almost Christmas. Yep. Yeah, we're going to let you live.
I'm officially done defending Hugh Douglas today. Last straw.
I agree. It's
the last.
The Campbell's back, broken.
Hey, in case you're not up on current events, I don't need defending. I do all right. I do all right on my own. Mm.
We should donate Hugh's brain to science.
We're probably going to do that anyway.
I mean, that's a good idea.
Yep. Yeah. One more. Hugh Douglas belongs in jail for today's holiday stocking performance.
You don't hate. It was awesome. You just can't relate because you don't vibrate on the same level that I do. That's all.
The sirens go off.
He's vibrating from that broccoli.
Hugh's taken out of the studio in handcuffs.
Good broccoli.
Hugh Douglas.
Good broccoli or good Gouda?
Good Gouda.
Oh, God.
Hey, if you get you some good Gouda and some good broccoli, that's a good day.
That is quite a day. That is quite a day. And that's enough for us today. There's always a moment that happens around this time where it's we have to turn the mics off because something's happened where we got to say goodbye. And I think we've reached that point.
I got to go out and count some more pennies, though. That looked like 800 to me.
You know? Guys have a great rest of your Thursday. So go Seahawks or go Rams? What do we decide?
Go Rams.
I'm betting on the Rams.
Go Rams.
It's the Rams. All right.
You make a parlay. We got to do it on the break.
We'll figure that out.
We can do it after the show.
It's time for us. We got to go.
Afternoon
show's up next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, I can't leave just yet, so I can't say peace. But you can't expect to have a long drive if you're starting every morning in bad field possession. A worn-out match will do that to you fast. Lucky for you, the Max Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening right now. Warehouse-wide savings up to 60%. That's up to $800 off brand names you know and love. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. With Queen Mattress starting at just $179.99, Mattress Warehouse has a mattress for every body and every budget. Whether you're upgrading your own setup or getting the house ready for the holiday guest, let Mattress Warehouse exclusive bed match diagnostic system take the guesswork out of choosing your next mattress. You'll find the perfect fit backed by 100% comfort guarantee, plus 0% interest financing free next day delivery, and the Mattress Warehouse signature 1-year lowest price guarantee. Take it from me. Why shop anywhere else? Visit MattressWarehouse.com to find a location near you. MattressWarehouse.com, MattressWarehouse.com.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. MasterClass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.